82AIT listening. WX2BJR, you copy, this is KD2AIT. Well, tonight's usually Paul's night. Hasn't been here the last couple Saturdays anyway. I'll give another shout out here. WX2BJR, you copy, this is KD2AIT. Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT. We're up here at camp, and the current temperature is 44 degrees. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. W2WBX. Dennis, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. Absolutely nothing. I just didn't want to leave you hanging.
Roger that. I appreciate it. Usually Saturday nights are pretty hot, and I don't know. Everyone must have something else going on tonight. You up at camp there?
Yeah, 5 miles to the east of the village. We're a little bit warmer here than you are there. What temp was it up there?
We're at 44 degrees. I'm up at camp up here in the town of Ohio.
Actually, we're a little cool. We're 43.8 down here.
Ah, roger that. Well, it's supposed to get cool tonight. They're saying down in 30s and upper 20s. So we could be seeing some frost. Anything else going on up there at camp? You having a good time up there?
I always have a good time. I spend most of my time up here. I spend more time up here than I do down in the city. I go back every 2 or 3 weeks just to check the mail because my post office is too incompetent to forward it up here. So I stay up here most of the time and then go back when I need to. But, yeah, everything's good. So you take care and enjoy your stay up at camp. And 2WBX, back to net control.
Well, I don't blame you there, Dennis. I know I used to have to do a lot of work down there in the city, and it's the old thing. It's a fun place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. Much rather be back here. And I remember at one point when I finally got married, me and the wife were looking for a house. Said, "Where do we want to live?" Well, we wanted to come right back home. We didn't want to live anywhere near the city, and we were down in Ulster County there, right in the Ulster-Orange County line there, and we couldn't wait to get away from there. And that's not even the city. So, I'm glad you're up here, and I'm glad you're enjoying your stay, and thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2ZZ,
Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, nothing too special. I just kind of swung up there and listened to Dennis there, and you both talking about weather and so on and so forth. Down in Liverpool here, we're 47.7, just about 48. But we're supposed to go down in the low 40s, so I can imagine you'll drop pretty good up that way. And, I spent many years in the Adirondacks around Old Forge, and a lot of time around Boonville, too. Because we lived up there for a while. Well, same idea, you know, we'd come home every couple of weeks or so. But we did a lot of shopping, and that's how we got to know your grandfather and Clint and Ellie and a lot of the guys that are long gone now. And anyways, nothing too special down here. It was kind of a dreary day. We had a little sunshine in probably got up to about 60 at the most. So it was a, say, 7-3s to both of you, and 7-3s to anybody else that's on the side that I didn't hear. KA2, that is it.
Okay, Jack, we had a little bit different weather than us up here. I mean, it started out a little cloudy this morning, then right around 10 or 11 or so, the sun came out, and it was a nice day. We got to about 64 here, and it was a little windy, but otherwise it was sunny all day. It was a good day to be out in the woods. I hiked about 5 miles or so out into the woods there and around. And matter of fact, I'm a little foot sore right now, but it was a beautiful day. It was sunny out, and you really couldn't ask for a better day to be out there hunting, although the only thing I could ask for is to actually see something out there, but it was still a good time anyway. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2 VLA.
KA2 VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on?
AIT, good evening, Jeff. Well, I thought we have got a ball game to watch tonight. We missed the last two times warden. There doesn't seem to be showing all of the games. We got a little bird this afternoon. Betty and I drove into camp, and Betty drove out. We stopped at Campbell's, had supper, just to kill a little time. So it was a nice day. So we'll say 73s.
Well, I must have missed you. I was probably up, I went up and hiked up into Lions Camp today and back. And, you know, it's early bear season right now, so I thought I'd take a nice little hike and get out there and stretch the legs a little bit. That was probably the time you were up here, and I must have missed you. I'm up here until Monday. Well, I'm glad you guys came in and had a good time, and I hope you had a good dinner down there at Campbell's. I usually have good food when I go there, so I'm sure you probably did too. All right, Clint, thanks for checking in, and you didn't miss much on the game here earlier today. I heard the end of it there on the radio, and it sounded brutal. So, all right, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I got up relatively early this morning. I think I got out into the woods about 5:30 or so to my spot, and didn't really see anything. Didn't expect to see much. It's still pretty early here, but I thought I'd go out anyway and give it a shot. I was out there until about 9:30 or 10. Came in, had some breakfast, caught a little nap, and then went back out for a hike and for a while, like I said before, and. Then when that was all wrapped up, got back here and got a little camp stuff done and just kind of relaxed a little bit. It's nice to just kick back a little bit and not have to be out there hunting all the time. We're just sitting here tonight. We've got a good fire going in the wood stove and doing a little chatting on the radio, and that's about it. All right, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, this is the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. This is KD2 AIT. Okay, hearing nobody else, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Dennis, Jack, and Clint for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone who's listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, KD2AIT. Yeah, it was a nice hike up in there today.
Yeah, so I take it the weather was good. Yeah, I should have brought a fishing pole. Might have picked up some nice brookies.
Yeah, they have a nice spot right there on the wood. Wood Hall there. It's up a little bit from where a beaver attempted to dam it up, and so the river is a little wider than it normally is, and they built their own little bridge across it, which is rock solid. You could probably drive a tractor trailer across it, and it's a pretty interesting place they have up there. But the camp itself is it's sound. Don't get me wrong; it's not a one of those dilapidated camps or anything. It's very sound. It's just there's really nothing special about it. You know what I mean? And considering you got all that property and you're real, nice spot there, you thought the camp would be better.
Huh. Oh, okay. They use gas back there?
Roger, they had two big propane tanks there, the 100-pounders there. They have a generator there, too. I see it was all locked up. I walked around and checked out the whole place there. They have I'm assuming it's some sort of cell phone extender, because you can almost get a cell phone signal there. So with the extender they had up there on the roof, I'm imagining they could probably get something. I see they have TVs and stuff in there, so they must have DirecTV or something. They have an old antenna up there, but I think the primary owner died, a couple of years ago, and that's why they're selling. It's part of an estate sale, and so nobody's updated it in a while, because the antenna's not going to work anymore. Now that everything's went to digital, but it's quite a place. You can see they got everything up there that you need to, because you're about 2 miles out in the woods, so you have to bring pretty much everything you're going to need up in there, unless you want to be driving back and forth through it. But they had like a bush hog, and they got a tractor and stuff. And they got a bunch of they got a whole shed full of things in there.
K-A-2000.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I'll just sneak in for a second there. This is KA2000Z for the Atlantic County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations I would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, stations come now, please.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is WB2RUQ. No traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening. No traffic.
Okay, very good. KD2AIT. Hi, Jeff. And N2WBX, all again, Dennis. And WB, Jeff, give me your dad's, was that your dad's call sign?
Roger, that's WB2RUQ, Romeo Uniform Quebec.
Oh, I knew that. Hey. Moment of, senior years, I guess. Anyways, WB2RUG, John, thank you, RUQ. Thank you, John, for taking it. Anyone else? I haven't heard Harry in a week or so. Is he still at home doing, coming along?
Roger, he's at home. He's just, he's getting old, he's tired. He doesn't stay up late enough for the net.
Well, I know if I ever got that role, I wouldn't have any family left either. I'll never make it, though. Anyway, thank you all for taking in. Much appreciated, folks. KA, have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2000Z. And thanks for the use of the repeater. KA2000Z.
Okay, no problem, Jack. WB2RUQ. Yeah, it was a... I parked it right out there at North Lake Road, and then I brought the truck up all the way up to the parking spot there, and then walked in. I didn't really expect to see any bear, but I thought I did see one. I didn't want to have to walk all the way back to camp to get the truck and drive all the way back, so I brought it halfway with me. But so I walked. I don't know. It felt like it was about maybe a little over 2 miles to get there, and then 2 miles back. And it was pretty much downhill the whole way in and then uphill the whole way back. So by the time I was about three-quarters of the way back, I was pretty much done hunting. I just wanted to get back. So I forgot, I just pretty much put walking quietly.
Yeah, the north side usually is where we used to always find the bear. Yeah, so I wonder, they have fixed gas tanks there, or are they, these tanks they haul in and out, do you know?
I would imagine they haul them in and out. They're not one of those big tanks. They're just 100-pounders, and they had, you know, two of them there, so I imagine when one gets empty, they bring the other one down. Yeah, I think you'd have a hard time getting a truck down in there. You know, half the time there's usually a tree or something in the way. As a matter of fact, there was one there that was, you know, unless you had a short truck like mine, you weren't going to make it in there. It was hanging over the road. You'd have to cut your way through. So, I don't think you'd be bringing a big propane truck down in there.
Okay. WB2RUQ. Yeah, I mean, that's always been on the topographical map going back into the 30s, so it's been there a long time. Clearly built up over time. All right, yeah, I'm just watching a little TV. I think I'm going to call it a night here. I got the lawn mowed and getting everything ready for Monday, so I'll turn it back to you for your final, Jeff. This is WB2RUQ.
Well, the one thing I couldn't find is there's another road that comes up behind Mink Lake that's supposed to connect to that road that takes you to the Lions Camp. They show it on the old map from the 30s there, and it shows up on my GPS too when I'm walking in there. But it's not there. It must be must have grown in, and it's just you can't find it. It's not there. And I mean, I walked back and forth a couple times just trying to find it. And the realtor had told me last year when I had called him, in the beginning of the season, that is, in the spring, he said, yeah, there's another road that goes up by Mink Lake, and you can see it on the map, but it does not come out onto that road. I think he was, you know, he's up in his, in his 70s there. I think he was remembering it from when he was a kid, because he said he used to hunt up there. But whatever it is, that road wasn't there. But it was, anyway, it was a good walk. It was a good hike, and it wasn't that bad. I thought it was going to be worse than it was. So I'm just glad I didn't have to drag a bear all the way back. All right, we'll catch up with you later, and thanks for popping on. And I'll let you know how it goes here. I'll be up here for another night tomorrow, and I'm heading back on Monday. KD2AIT, clear.
Okay. Enjoy yourself in the woods, and... Well, the weather's still good. All right, this is WB2RUQ, and I'll be clear.